here's today's news from National Health Executive on Monday, the 25th of March, 2024. The NHS is trialling a new blood test for lung cancer patients. The circulating tumour DNA test analyses a simple blood sample to identify genetic markers in tumours. This could significantly speed up diagnosis compared to traditional biopsies, allowing for earlier and more targeted treatment. Over 10,000 patients with suspected lung cancer will be offered the test by next March. This follows a successful pilot involving 2,000 patients. A new national campaign, Start for Life If They Could Tell You, aims to help parents build secure bonds with their babies. This directly impacts a baby's future mental well-being. The campaign highlights that babies' cries, noises, and expressions and reactions are their way of communicating their needs and feelings. Learning to interpret those cues is key to meeting a baby's needs and fostering a strong bond. The first 2 years of life are crucial for a baby's development. During this period, their brains form a million neural connections every second. Those connections built through interactions with parents lay the groundwork for their physical and emotional health, both now and in the future. Secure relationships with parents and caregivers have a positive impact on the child's development and can reduce the likelihood of mental health challenges later in life. And finally, with yesterday marking World TB Day, the UK government has announced that a funding boost will be given to a programme that supports the testing of new approaches to diagnose and treat tuberculosis. £4 million of funding is being allocated to the TB Reach programme, which supports new and innovative approaches to combating TB around the world. The disease kills at least 1.3 million people every year on average, with that being more than any other infectious disease, and the UN has committed to ending TB by 2030 as one of its sustainable development goals. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.